It's odd that Washington Republicans are so loudly crowing about their passage of a Trump-McConnell-Ryan tax law. Odd because the people outside of Washington hate that law. Yes, hate. With a public approval rating of only 30%, the GOP's trillion-dollar giveaway to multinational corporations and multimillionaires turns out to be Congress's second most disliked domestic law in the past quarter century, second only to the multiple attempts by Trump, McConnell, and Ryan last year to take away the health care coverage of 23 million Americans, a move so mingy that 77% of the public opposed it. Why do those doofuses keep trying to shove such wildly unpopular measures down people's throats? Because, as Daily Beast columnist Michael Tomosky succinctly explained, quote, they are serving their mega-rich donors and the most extreme elements of their base. Yes, in today's rigged political system, the special interests of a tiny minority trump the will of the great majority. Since the GOP's tax bill drastically reduced corporate taxes and increased many of ours, a few corporations are trying to dodge public fury by pulling a trickle-down trick on us. They're awarding a tiny portion of their bonanza to workers, not as pay raises, but as one-time, quote, bonus payments. Bank of America, for example, is doling out $145 million in worker bonuses while pocketing $2.6 billion it will get this year alone from the tax cut. In addition, the tax boondoggle for corporate giants guts our public treasury, so Washington Republicans and their army of corporate lobbyists are now demanding cuts in our Social Security, Medicare, and other safety net programs. This is Jim Hightower saying that is where America's inequality comes from. If the corporate GOP syndicate wonders why they're so despised, there it is.
What do the corporate powers from Wall Street to Walmart have in common? They hate the Hightower Lowdown. You can see why at www.hightowerlowdown.org.